Language sets humans apart. Being able to talk and write sets humans apart from other animals, but many people struggle to communicate well. Loneliness is widespread today, and a big reason for this is that people often can't communicate effectively. In families, even those living under the same roof can feel lonely if they don't talk openly. When people don't connect with each other, it creates distance and hurts everyone involved. This lack of communication can also cause problems at work. Research shows that a whopping 80% of people who struggle at work have difficulty getting along with their colleagues. Communication can be tough. At times, social interactions can be uplifting and enriching, but occasionally, they can erode the identities and self-esteem of those involved. Children and adolescents learn how to engage with others from parental figures, educators, and peers, as well as from media sources like television. Despite these influences, many individuals adopt ineffective and harmful communication patterns. To foster healthier interactions, people require improved skills and fresh insights to sidestep pitfalls in communication. Despite most individuals desiring positive social exchanges, they often struggle due to inadvertently erecting communication barriers, which occur in nearly 90% of conversations. Enhance communication at any age. Researchers have discovered that people of all ages can learn fresh methods of communication to enhance their relationships. They can become closer to others despite the common inclination to resist anything that challenges the current situation. Psychologist Carl Rogers argues that the main obstacle to communicating effectively with others is our natural habit of passing judgment, in other words, deciding whether we approve or disapprove of what someone else says. Refine listening with diverse skills. Listening involves a bunch of skills like attending, which means really focusing on what someone is saying to show you care. Psychologist Thomas Gordon talks about the dirty dozen of communication mistakes. 1. Criticizing, putting someone down for how they act. 2. Name-calling, calling people names or putting them in boxes that make them feel bad. 3. Diagnosing, acting like a shrink, trying to figure out why someone does what they do. 4. Praising evaluatively, saying nice things to manipulate someone. 5. Ordering, telling someone what to do. 6. Threatening, scaring someone into doing what you want. 7. Moralizing, acting like you're the expert on how people should behave. 8. Excessive/inappropriate questioning, asking too many yes or no questions. 9. Advising, giving your opinion without understanding their situation. 10. Diverting, changing the subject to avoid dealing with someone's problem. 11. Logical argument, using facts to win without caring about the other person's feelings. 12. Reassuring, trying to make someone feel better by saying things will get better. Listen up, people hear most. A study looked at how folks in various careers use their time. The big finding? Most of us spend a whopping 70% of our day communicating. And within that chunk of time, here's the breakdown. We spend 30% talking, 16% reading, 9% writing, and a whopping 45% listening. Most folks aren't great listeners. They miss about 75% of what's said or brush it off too fast, and digging deeper into what someone says. But there are tricks to be better. First off, watch your body language. Sit back, stay relaxed, and lean in a bit. Being completely still might give off vibes of disinterest, but showing a bit of activity, that comes across as friendly. A good listener syncs up with the speaker, moving along with their words. Enhance interactions with easy techniques. Improve listening and communication skills by practicing these four techniques. 1. The door opener. When someone seems hesitant to share, try giving them a gentle nudge. Show them you're interested and encourage them to open up. 2. The minimal encourage. Sometimes people need a little push to keep talking or to provide more details. You can simply say, "Tell me more," or "Go on," to keep things going. 3. The open question. Open questions let people answer freely, while closed questions limit their responses. They give speakers the space to explore an issue in their way. 4. Attentive silence. Instead of filling the silence, it's important to let the speaker have their say. Being quietly responsive allows them to speak at their own pace without interruptions. Effective communication, listen, assert. Learning to be more assertive is crucial for protecting your personal boundaries and expressing yourself effectively. Assertiveness techniques offer a way to stand up for yourself without resorting to aggression or submission. By honing these skills, you can take charge of your life and break free from harmful behavioral patterns, even those linked to addiction. Assertiveness empowers personal boundaries. Animals react to danger by fighting or fleeing. But humans, unlike other creatures, have a unique weapon in their arsenal, language. Psychologist Manuel Smith suggests that around 1 million years ago, a crucial turning point happened in human evolution. Those ancestors who didn't use words to solve conflicts didn't survive long enough to pass on their genes. When you need to stand up for your personal space, it's important to communicate clearly and calmly. Here's a simple three-part approach. 1. Tell the other person what they're doing that bothers you, like, "I've noticed you often interrupt me during conversations." 2. Share how it makes you feel, such as, "It makes me feel like my thoughts aren't valued." 3. Explain how their behavior affects you. For instance, "It's hard for me to express myself fully when I feel constantly interrupted." To understand yourself, try engaging with others using this approach. It's not about being bossy, but about having the guts to do it. This three-step method can help you be more assertive, but be ready for defensive reactions because people often react that way to assertive messages. When you tell someone they've negatively affected you, things can get tense really quickly. People often don't react well to hearing they've hurt you, and it can lead to arguments that just keep getting worse. So, here's a simple plan to get your point across without making things worse. 1. Prepare for action. Before you speak up, jot down what you want to say. 2. Speak up with conviction. When you talk, mean what you say and say it firmly. 3. Silence speaks volumes. After you've spoken, give the other person time to think and respond. 4. Listen up. Pay attention to how they react. Are they getting defensive? 5. Recycling the process. You might have to go through this process a few times to get your point across. Better communication strategies. Compliments often feel fake or too vague. Instead, try descriptive recognition. This means pointing out specific things you like about someone's actions without exaggerating. When you need to be assertive, avoid commands like, "Stop that." Instead, offer options. This makes people feel respected and can reduce conflict. Conflict. Realistic versus non-realistic. Social scientist Harvey Seifert and pastoral counselor Howard Kleinbell Jr. propose that most change, whether personal or societal, involves some level of conflict. Unrestricted conflict, like in modern warfare, destroys even what people are trying to preserve. Managing conflict is crucial in business settings. This might involve accepting conflict when necessary, while striving to minimize its harmful effects. When it comes to conflict, social scientists split it into two types, realistic and unrealistic. Realistic conflict pops up when the folks involved have different values and interests. On the flip side, unrealistic conflict is more like a tangled mess of mistakes, misunderstandings, and stereotypes. While you can usually sort out realistic conflict by finding common ground, unrealistic conflict just keeps stirring up trouble. It's like trying to untangle a knot that's gotten so twisted up, you're not even sure where it began. Proactive actions mitigate conflict. To avoid misunderstandings, it's important not to tell others how to act or threaten them with consequences. Avoid judging or mistreating others. If someone has a serious problem, calmly listening can help them sort out their feelings and solve issues before they get worse. Asserting yourself respectfully can help you achieve your goals without causing conflict. Certain societal structures can promote unnecessary conflict, while others mitigate unrealistic discord. Sociologist Eugene Litwack suggests that highly centralized, bureaucratic organizations may experience more discord compared to those with less hierarchical control systems. Additionally, the personality and management style of leaders play a crucial role in conflict resolution. Confident managers who are not overly sensitive and who support their team members can effectively prevent needless contention. promote collaboration over competition. How folks feel about themselves and each other in a group can stir up a lot of trouble. When organizations push a culture that highlights winners and losers, it often leads to more problems than solutions. But if everyone focuses on working together toward common goals, it sets the stage for a positive vibe in the workplace, even if they don't all get what they individually want. Key points. 1. Effective communication, including listening, expressing clearly, and being assertive, is key for social interactions. 2. Open dialogue is promoted through techniques like open questions and attentive silence while avoiding judgment. 3. Addressing communication barriers deepens connections both at home and at work. 4. Resolve conflicts by distinguishing between realistic and unrealistic issues and promoting collaboration. 5. Respectful communication prevents misunderstandings and encourages positivity in relationships. 6. Assertiveness is crucial for expressing boundaries and concerns calmly, enhancing self-esteem. 7. Proactive communication, like giving feedback and active listening, strengthens connections.